Hey everyone, I'm Priya Sachdeva, your host at Training Diary Show. Your journey to connect with ideas, stories, experiences and people and get a deeper understanding of the world around you starts now. Today I'm connected with our esteemed guest, dietitian Garima Goyal. With a rich background as a registered dietitian, MSRD and certified in diabetes, keto, IBS and IBD, Garima advocates for a lifestyle that transcends trends. As she wisely puts in, being healthy and fit isn't a fad or a trend. Instead, it's a lifestyle. In a world where misinformation often clouds our understanding of what's truly healthy, Garima sheds light on the importance of seeking expert advice. Join us in this episode where we unravel the impact of the marketing strategies on our dietary choices and explore the profound significance of ghar ka khana, homemade food. Before embarking on any weight loss journey, it's crucial to understand the root cause, which definitely varies from an individual to individual. Now stay tuned and join the conversation and discover the secret to a healthy and stress-free life. Tune in. Welcome to Training Diary. I'm excited for our conversation. First of all, thank you so much for getting the time, and I'm excited for our conversation ahead.
Hi, ma'am. It's an honor to be here on your podcast, and I thank you for having me here.
Indeed. So first thing that I'm really curious to know that, you have been into this field, you have set up yourself as an expert and as an individual who always, look forward to a healthy life. And I think lots of our viewers, listeners are someone who look forward for a healthy life. But with an era of social media, with the kind of content we are filled with, there are lots of misinformations, there are lots of information. So what do you think, how an individual first of all can differentiate between that misinformation and information?
I feel sabse pehle it would be from whom the information is coming.
Okay.
So like the people, there are so many influencers these days who are into this health segment and they're just blabbing everything. You will listen one and two influencers saying bread is bad for you. One will say milk is bad for you. One will say oil is bad for you. One will say eat organic vegetables. One will say don't have this, don't have this. So there's like so much of content on social media. So here the audience should be very much focused and they should really choose to listen to the person who is authentic. So if they're even following anyone on social media, they should be the ones who are actually in the field, who are practicing. And in this era of social media, I've seen doctors who are making efforts to create content for social media. Mm-hmm. Otherwise they don't need it. They get the patients in their offices and in their clinics. They don't have to reach out to people. But I personally know so many doctors who are actually doing effort to create content so that a good authentic content can reach out to audience. So distinguishing between the content is not easy. It's just that the people should make an effort to distinguish from whom the content is coming.
Fair enough. To check the authenticity, so let's say one should not randomly follow any page or anyone, but it should come from a person who is a certified for giving you the advice, who's certified or who's knowledgeable enough, who had research enough with proofs.
Yeah, like it's anything, at least I would say not hair certification as well. If a content is coming from a professional, mm-hmm. a person should have at least spent 5 years educating themselves in that field.
Right.
So like I personally, it's been like 10 years now, but I've studied nutrition for almost 8 years, and I'm studying right now also.
Mm-hmm.
So jab tak you don't know the basics, you don't know, have that education background, or doing 1 month certificate course to become a dietitian, that is never going to serve the purpose. And here I would even like to add, even the people, they should know what to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if someone is telling some, do this for weight loss or do this for weight gain, they should see their bodies first and then apply those nutrition, not blindly just because it is coming from their favorite influencer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one thing I feel ki people should be very much personally, they should decide ki whom to follow, whom to listen, and what all they should actually implicate in their lives.
Indeed. Because you talked about the weight loss, I think this is like 50 to 70% of the world is struggling with. So when it comes to the weight loss, like I had someone who have, you know, a genes, like a fat genes, I should say. So like my parents have been not, especially my dad or some people from my dad's side have always been a little overweight. So that's what I have felt. I've not been into obese but overweight. So I remember when, you know, I was in the college, I had gone through a major transformation in the first year of my college. I've lost like suddenly 20 kgs because I really worked hard on the diet and everything. But after that 1 year, when you know, a phase come, like, of course I cannot leave sugar probably more than 3 months or 4 months continuously. Probably that was my passion and passion for that part. But I think I have seen lots of people going through a major transformation but not getting into sustainable one. And this is something even I have felt now when I, you know, I go with a sustainable diet. I know it's very slow process, but it is helping you eventually. So what do you think, what are the most sustainable part of the weight loss or fat loss or being healthy? So what do you think, what are the most sustainable ways someone can adopt to do that?
See, I believe this thing and I practice this thing is we need to work on the root cause.
Mm-hmm.
Like, take your own example.
Mm-hmm.
You told that it was in your genes,
yeah,
that your family had history of obesity or being overweight. So
yeah,
that is where you got from your obesity. So if the root cause is this, in your case, I would ask you to get nutrigenomic test, a gene test to find out what does your genes say? What kind of food you need to eat as per your genes? Because we have that technology now. So if we work on that root cause of every person, like to you, I'm recommending gene test, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get a gene test. In that test, we'll get A to Z of your... So, like, I recently did my gene test and this is my report, 70 pages report.
Cool.
I just did a spiral mind of this because I thought, okay, I'll read it in so much detail what my body says about the mechanisms and everything. You know, there are so many things, so many panels in the report, and I need to go back to the basics and I need to revise what is methylation and how does the detoxification phase two and this and this. Like, we work on roots. I personally believe in this thing. If you just follow a diet plan, one page diet for next like 2 months, 3 months, you'll definitely lose weight. That's easy. That's what other dietitians, they do. A person comes, they have diet plans ready and they just hand it over to them. And
nice.
That is where the fault is there, the basic major fault in the diet industry. The dietitians, they don't make an effort to understand what the issues the client is going through, what personal intervention they need, what customization or what are the lifestyle issues even they're facing.
Mm-hmm.
So working on the root cause, it can be anything. If a person is physically inactive and that is the reason why they're gaining weight, I would not give a diet plan to that person. I would rather emphasize more on workout. Or if in a case the person is lot of is like stressed, the person clearly says that I am I get anxiety attacks or I overeat just to make myself better. I have fight with my husband and he says that I am fat. The major cause of the weight gain is not the diet. It's the stress. So unless the person starts doing meditation for at least 30 to 40 minutes, I don't think any dietitian in the world can help that person. So it is always working on the root cause of the problem. And if we do that, you will always lose weight. Maybe the progress could be slow. You might not get results like in 3 months. You might take 6 to 8 months, but you will get results. 1001%.
Fair enough. Also, talking about another thing, what are some good food choices and dietary habits that can help people into the boost energy levels and, you know, fight fatigue? So I think anyone who is whether for working into the corporate or on ground in entertainment or anything, weight loss is one thing, but even the fittest of people who look, you know, very good outside, the energy levels are very low. So what I have seen in myself and, you know, lots of my friend circle, so let's say, even I'm not very slim or someone, but I love to be very energetic, and I am very energetic. At the same time, the people who are at the you know, at the fittest level, are very slim, they are always lousy, not, you know, excited and enthusiastic. So what do you think, what are the things, what are the habits, what are the foods, what are the nutrition one should take care of when it comes to improving the energy level, boosting energy level? And I believe more in, you know, having great energy than the weight loss. So what do you think, what is the most important part of having a good energy?
जैसे पंजाबी में बोलते हैं ना, घर का देसी खाना, किचन में, we see it in English. Coming back to the roots, not here, if you want to improve your fitness or health, I would say avoid anything that comes in a packing. Okay. Because whatever packed product you will see, they have like thousands and lots of preservatives, stabilizers, which is okay to have sometimes, but we don't have them sometimes.
Right.
We have, they're like convenient foods, and our major meals are based out of them. So we need to stop having them, because the preservatives and the stabilizers, the colors, the emulsifiers, which are added in those products, they don't do good to our body.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to really live happy, healthy, and with that high energy levels, have the foods like normal kitchen ka khana. Dal, roti, sabzi. Matlab sab kuch khao. Ye nahi hai ki ye nahi khana, wo nahi khana. Whatever suits you the best, have that. But avoid the packed products. Avoid ready-to-eat products. Avoid bakery products. Anything that comes from a packet. And that have like more than 2 to 3 ingredients.
Got it.
Yeah, maybe anything, like you'll read, see, log whenever they start a diet, a lot of people just switch to bread. Right. Is healthy. Yeah, and you take a piece of, you take packet of bread, read out the ingredients, there's like more than 15 to 20 ingredients in one pack of bread. But the roti which we make in our kitchen, it's like just atta and pani. Upar zyada sada lagta hai. So it doesn't have anything. So roti, like, always 10,000 times healthier than bread. So right. Don't fall in the trap of marketing that it's multigrain bread or it's this bread. No, it's bullshit. It's okay if you have sometimes, occasionally, not routine mein. It is never going to be healthy for you.
Right.
Yeah. It's just the basic kitchen-based diet which our nani dadi used to have. That khana you have, ghar ka khana.
Indeed. And I think you mentioned it very right, that somewhere we are so misinformed and surrounded by such amazing marketing strategies that our mind is, you know, forced to believe that, you know, that multigrain bread is better than the roti and stuff like that. But lots of people doesn't know that multigrain bread is nothing but adding caramel or the color to the white bread, right? Even if it is harmful than the white bread.
I'll just tell you one small incident. I'll not name the brand. There was a brand who came for a collaboration for a video for multivitamins. And it was a very big brand, and I really wanted to be part of that campaign. But they told me one line to speak. It was that our diet cannot meet or cannot fulfill the requirements of all our micronutrients. I denied saying that. I said, no, I can't say that. Our diet is actually fulfilling all the nutrients, all the vitamins and minerals. It's just that if we are on a weight loss diet, then I would say it's deficient. But ek regular, normal bande ko, the diet is completely fulfilling everything we need. So just because of this one, I told them, I can speak this line, but I'm going to speak on a weight loss diet. Our diet is deficient in all the nutrients. But regularly, wo nahi hai. But it's just, it was just one line and they were saying, no, we want you to speak this. I said, I will not speak this. Meri apne practice ke against hai ye. The diet actually fulfills all the requirements. And I didn't go ahead with the collaboration just because of this one line. So see how the brands, they force us to speak the content which is not even true.
True.
So this is a high level of marketing that is being done, and it says that we need to be very vigilant mindful. Of mindful and vigilant also ki what we are seeing, what we are eating, and what is the actual thing.
Fair enough. Also, what do you think? What are your go-to snacks because as you mentioned that, you know, avoid anything in packaging is something that we should look forward to. But when it comes to snacking, there are times I think every one of us, you know, feel like to have some little foods, little bites, which fulfills that 5 or 6 hours of gap between every food. So let's say if I'm having my lunch at 2 and dinner at 7 or 8, I feel like I want to have or, you know, just grab a few bites to keep me energetic. So what are your go-to snacks? So what are some snacks that you can recommend that are fulfilling, yet nutritious, and yet good for people?
Okay. See, the number one snacks are nuts. Mm-hmm. Dry fruit. Seeds, raisins, blueberries, these are excellent choices. You can just have a small dibbi and put it in your purse. Whenever you feel like munching or you're feeling hungry, wherever you are, chota sa dibbi mein rakho, usko kha lo, do teen nuts ko kha lo. You'll feel like wo aapko energy, instant energy bhi denge aur aapko, it will save you from having that bazaar ka burger tikki. Okay. I personally like is like sipping on some herbal drinks. Like my maid gave me this glass. It's the caffeine tea in this. So you know, keep on sipping some hot drinks, and abhi weather bhi change ho rahe. So they suppress our appetite, and they have like very high amount of antioxidants,
right,
which are very good. So that is one very good option. And you know, nowadays even I have started my own food product brands, that is DG Essentials, and in which we have butterfly blue flowers, hibiscus flowers, chamomile flowers. So these drinks personalize according to you. Like if you have gut issues, you can go for chamomile. If you want to lose weight, blue flower tea is very good. So you can obviously have one or two cups of such herbal drinks every day because they are going to boost your metabolism. Next thing is fruits. Fruits are very good. You can have like one whole fruit, no fruit juice. And even fruits, like nuts and fruits can be combined, or you can have some peanut butter or almond butter with your fruit. Because fruit, a lot of people will say that they're high in sugar. So to avoid sugar spikes, you can have some fat or some protein. Protein, mein you can have egg or some, you know, one small katori of curd or yogurt. These are very good and convenient snacks. Or a glass of lassi. That is very convenient. That you can have. And like you told in your case that you have a very high gap in your lunch and dinner, I would recommend you to have a solid snack in evening. Not these munchies. Something solid so that you don't overeat your dinner. So you can either have a bowl of fruit yogurt with some nuts or some granola or some overnight. You can make them in the morning and you can even easily carry it to your workplace and you can have it in the evening. Or it can be a bowl of sprouts with some, you know, these herbal drinks. Sab kuch aisa sa lo ki aapka pet bhare usse.
Got it. Also, what are the three do's that you think we should remove immediately from our daily eating. So let's say, I think, as we were talking about the misinformation and everything, and there are lots of things we eat unknowingly, whether it's out of munching, whether it's about, you know, not aware about that product, and that you think that they're generally people eat and they're not aware about that. So what are the three misconceptions that you think, or three things that you think that we should definitely avoid? It's way too injurious to our health. So what are the three must avoid things which are harming our health right now? So what are the three things?
All white products, like okay. Sugar, mm-hmm. even white, may I even count milk? Yeah, let's take dairy as a separate thing. We can first, maybe we can just keep sugar, mm-hmm. any kind of sugar. Sugar is not good for our body because it causes aging of cells. It is the root cause of a lot of health problems. So sugar is one that needs to be avoided at all mm-hmm. costs. And in sugar, I say all kinds of sugar. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, it's okay that you have gold or jaggery or honey, but white sugar is a big no.
Mm-hmm.
Second is milk, dairy. Unless and until you're very sure about the source of dairy, don't take it.
Mm-hmm.
Because jitna bhi market mein milk hai, that is all synthetic milk. And that is the root cause of so many hormonal imbalances. Like today, 10-year-old girl is getting her periods. Why? Why this hormonal changes are happening at such a young age.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not right. Obviously, we're not eating something right. No. And milk is a major culprit here. Mm-hmm. I'll say 90% of the girls who come to me at my clinic, they have either irregular periods or they have some hormonal imbalances or they'll have thyroid or they'll have insulin resistance at a very small age. And that is not the age to have all these diseases. So, kahin na kahin, milk is a big culprit behind mm-hmm. all. And milk, mein I always include all kind of dairy. Dahi, paneer, lassi, everything. All dairy. Because
you're going to kill Punjabis, I'm telling you. You're going to kill Punjabis, what are you saying? Punjabis, we will get afraid to hurt that.
No. See, agar aapki ghar ki gaay bhais hai, if you're very sure about the source of the milk, I told in the very beginning, you know that the cows, they are not fed any injections, they are not given any injections, and they are given very good, feeds, and then they're going to give healthy milk. But if you're just putting on injections and getting the milk out of a cow, that is not good. That is not at all healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So if the source of the milk is like aapki aankhon ke saamne, or if you are like 1001% sure of the purity of the milk, only then have. Otherwise, it's better to avoid it than, you know, have the health complications.
Got it.
Okay. Third, nowadays, which I'm seeing a lot of people, which like one food ingredient I would want people to stop having or like to reduce it from their diet is gluten.
Okay.
Because you know, specifically Indians, a lot of Indians, they don't know that they are deficient in enzymes that digest gluten in our body.
Okay.
And as the time we reach 40s or 50s, I am very sure a lot of people, they have gastric issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gas to national problem hai India ka. Mm-hmm. Theek hai na, diabetes pehle bhi gas to ek chalo hai hi hai na. Gas or a lot of bloating issues, gut issues basically. The number is very high.
Mm-hmm.
And why it is that? Because our diets, they are very high in gluten, and our bodies, they are not actually meant to have so much of gluten. So it can either be reduced, or like I did my gene test. I didn't have any health problems, but I came out to be genetically intolerant to gluten.
Okay.
And I have a gluten-free diet from last 1 month, and I actually feel changes in my body. Mm-hmm. I feel more active. Matlab, subha alarm lagana ka bhi zarurat nahi padta hai, apne aap aankh khulta hai. So active. Like I work from morning to evening and I am not tired. That would...
That's good.
Yeah. It's like eliminating gluten is a good decision for me. And I got my report last week, and I found out that yes, I am intolerant to gluten genetically. So it's that these exclusions, they are also very customized, or I will say bio individualized.
Got it.
Persons should see what their body needs, what are the demands of their body, what are the requirements, and then decide on what nutrients or what food groups they should eliminate from the diet. So gluten, I would say yes, people can try reducing the amount of gluten in the diet and see how the changes they are feeling, and then they can take it further from there.
Indeed. With that said, I think there's a last, thing that I'm really curious to know from my guest. What is the one trend, Garima, that you would love to see more evolve in the new year? What are the new trend that you like to see more embrace? What that one trend seems like?
If talking about trends, there are actually two. One is intermittent fasting. Very important, if done correctly. There was research, I'm not able to recall the name of the scientist, who won Nobel Prize, like, I think in 2018 or 19. What they did was, they did a research and they found out when we do waterless fasting for, like, let's say 24 hours, even the cancer-producing cells, the cells which proliferate into cancer, they die. That is not possible for everyone to do. So they diluted the results and they said, ki even if you do waterless fasting for 12 to 14 hours in sunlight, not while sleeping.
Okay.
You don't have to have water also. Twice a month, you will not get any disease. Because jitni aap body mein toxins bhi bane hai, wo bhi sab eliminate ho jayenge. So, and if we talk about Hindu religion, that is all Ekadashi fast is about.
Right. Yaras ka jo fast bolte hain.
So it's just that ki fasting actually has very good benefits on our body, but it has to be done correctly. I see people who are fasting and they just don't eat anything, and they eat like a feast in the one meal, and they're like starving the whole day. That is not the right way. If done, it has to be done correctly. Intermittent fasting. Second is vegan. Vegan diets are very trending, and they're actually very good. Because like I told you, the milk thing, and milk and gluten, they both are very inflammatory foods. So root cause of a lot of problems, milk and gluten, if you eliminate them from the diet, your 90% of the health problems would resolve. Again, it is a bio-individualized thing. Instead of like making any decision, like making a big decision for a switch in your diet, I would recommend getting a gene test first.
Okay. With that said, I think it was a very informative podcast. And as you correctly mentioned, that what are the three main takeaways that I have received is, personally, one should definitely avoid being influenced with the marketing strategies, and let's go back to our old tradition. Sometimes our what our dadi, nani and mama used to say, eat ghar ka khana and stay healthy. Second, every individual have different root cause to their problems. Just do not go by anyone what they said, right? Whether it's about consulting to someone who is a professional, getting your gene test, or working on the root cause. Because somewhere individually also we know what's troubling us, what triggering us. So intuitively we knew that. And third, stay happy, do not stress. And that's the most important thing. Stress is one of the major problem and cause of lots of issues. So stay happy. Thank you so much, Garima. It was really lovely talking to you. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much, beautiful people, for listening. I hope you get some value today. If you have some idea, concept, or story to share, do DM me at the Instagram page of Training Diary. Do not forget to leave us a positive review on iTunes, and also you can follow us back and give a review on Spotify. on Google Podcasts, no matter which audio platform you're listening to. And also you can check out now the video clips on Instagram page of Trending Diary, as well as on our YouTube channel, Trending Diary Show. With that said, I'll see you soon in the next episode with another great value, with another great story, with another great human. Till then, signing off, Priya Sachdeva. Bye-bye, and God bless us all.